What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, with Danielle Fairman. We travel the state of Wisconsin experiencing everything there is to experience in the great outdoors. That is, if Danielle can contain herself, she's literally snort laughing, and we're going to get to why here in a moment.
I don't know
impersonations of horror movies before the show. Danielle Fairman is the real deal when it comes to the outdoors.
She's sweating over here.
And she's here. She's joining us today. Of course, as always, we've got the fame-acclaimed, award-winning French culinary chef Ellie Lawton, who is here, who brings us the great ways to take food from nature, food and forage, and put it on the dinner table in a simple, fancy, elegant, awesome way. We've got some really cool guests today because I love it when we have nostalgia shows.
Ooh,
and today's guest is not only...
Megan's mad.
She's mad. He said nostalgia, so I'm like, is he calling us old?
No, nostalgia just means good, fond memories. That's what nostalgia
is. You are a fond memory.
And one of the recurring roles on this show is our biggest fan. He listens to every show. Although I have to say, there's a listener out there named Gary Fluitt who we've had on the show before.
Shout out to Gary.
Hey, Gary.
He is one heck of an awesome dude, and he's also a loyal listener, but one of our most loyal listeners to the show. And I know this because he listens every Saturday at 11 on his Civic Media station. And then he calls me to tell me how I did, how we did on the show.
Critiquing.
Whether it was
like
funny,
it.
Whether it was, it, I could have said something better. He offers his critiques, but he's also fairly fame acclaimed in his own right. George Ermert is a member of the board of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. He is a government affairs guy at the Capitol. We've known each other for quite a while, and I like to think that I was kind of one of the reasons he got into hunting. One of his first successful hunts.
You were quite the mentor for me. There is no doubt.
Well, aww. I appreciate that.
That's how you became best friends.
That's why you guys are best friends.
Best
George.
Friends.
Okay, if you can't see it, if you're listening.
I am Joel's best friend. You guys are accurate.
Yes. We know that. He talks about you all the time.
I'm not going to get into how he said, I am Joel's best friend. Now, does that mean you're my best friend?
Yeah.
Or I consider you my best
friend? It's both.
Friend?
Yes.
It's both.
It's both sides
okay,
of the heart.
Danielle and Ellie are making heart hands.
You can tell your age by how you do the heart. Did you know that?
Really?
No.
Wow.
Why?
Okay,
because
let's
all
see
these
this.
Youngins go like, go. I don't even know how they do it now. What are they
There's
doing?
A Danielle. New they
hey,
do
Danielle.
It. There's a new way they do it. Somebody just told me.
Like this is radio, so nobody can see this. I just want to be clear.
If they're watching
what
Facebook.
Do they
work,
do? I feel like
on radio.
It's a new thing, Danielle. We'll practice afterwards, but I know what you're
we'll
saying.
Put images
this
on
is how
Facebook.
We do it, Danielle.
Yeah, because we're cool.
We'll put the images on Facebook. But George is here. And one of the reasons I invited George, and of course we have Megan, the salad bar Salazar, along our official sommelier of the show. And more than that, she gets to be on the show just because she is an awesome foodie as well and loves and is also the real deal when it comes to hunting and fishing in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. She's out there in the wild.
That's how we became best friends.
You mean after we hated each other first?
Yeah, do you guys know that?
We did not like each other.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
my goodness.
Well,
we actually did
you guys
everything.
You are best friends.
Okay, no. Okay.
I'm going to have to stay out of this conversation.
That there ever did have.
Because
like,
I can't conjecture on why they hated each other at the beginning. So I would like to know.
So we met through a women's hunting organization. We went on a, I don't know.
Pheasant
couple,
hunt.
We went
at
on
Milford.
A pheasant. Yeah, we went on a pheasant hunt together.
You know this day.
We went on a couple.
That's when Danielle lost her lunchbox and I had to bring it back to her.
Losing your lunchbox is better than losing your lunch.
Yeah.
So,
I was going on vacation.
Right, because you were headed out west.
Yeah. Dang,
we met and we did everything we could to avoid each other.
What?
For like 6 months.
Seriously. We wanted nothing to do with each
so
other.
Then who said, like, we like, hey, I like the way you cook.
And then it just happened. Like,
yeah, is it like Lady and the Tramp again? No. A little spaghetti? Well,
no, not quite.
Did you dodge the meatball over her?
No, it just happened organically that we just, I guess we couldn't avoid each other any longer.
Aww.
So we started hanging out and realizing that
we're the same person.
We're basically the same person. So that's why we hate each other. And she was like, hey, you know what? You were kind of a B word when we met. And I was like, hey, you know what? You were kind of a B word when we met. And then we're like, well, let's be best friends.
I'm so glad they're telling that story because I could never say that.
So was it kind of like that scene?
You're kind of a beautiful person.
Was it like that scene in the movie Step Brothers where Will Ferrell just looks like they're like, did we just become best friends?
We literally say that to each other and have said that to each other. Yes, it actually happened that way. And now Megan is my family.
Aww.
Yeah.
Do you guys do karate in the garage?
We do karate horseback.
I mean, we do other things in the garage, like redneck living room and stuff like that.
We butcher squirrels in the garage.
Squirrels, cooking. You do cooking in the garage, cook, and I know that.
We cook. My weekly Wisco is with Megan Salad Bar, actually, this week.
Well, I one of the reasons I wanted to have George here is because George was George has been a great loyal listener of the show. He's been a frequent guest of the show, and I wanted him to come back in one of the final shows. And if you don't know this yet, we're all very tragically sad, but co-host Danielle Fairman is going to be moving on from the show. She's receiving a promotion at work that is not going to allow her to be part of the show anymore, but she's expanding her horizons in her own success. So
we're
very
so happy
proud
for you,
of her and very happy for her. And there will always be a seat open for Danielle on the show, obviously. And we hope to have her as a recurring guest, possibly once a week.
We're working on it.
So we're working on that. And George has been here kind of since the early days of Raised in Wisco. So we kind of wanted, this is Danielle, second to last show with Raised in Wisco. So I'm trying to have a couple repeat some folks we've had from a while ago. So next week, Mike Kretschmer, for your final show, Danielle, Mike Kretschmer is going to be in the studio with us, and we're going to talk nostalgia and some of our favorite times together. But that's one of the reasons I wanted to have George here today. Because
hi, George.
George is old school. And I mean, it's going to be tough when Danielle moves on, isn't it?
Oh, we're starting already?
Yeah, no, it will.
Well, we're just talking about
apparently,
it.
Apparently, yes. Why not?
Well, we got two shows with you, and we know how fast the shows go, Danielle. So I just, you know, I want to talk about the fact that we have been through a lot together. We've had some really phenomenal experiences, and doing media with you has been fantastic. We've grown in the roles that we've been in, and you are going to be sorely missed here on Raised in Wisco, but you are also going to be welcome. And I know George has some thoughts about the dynamic that you bring to the show, and that's one of the reasons that I brought him here today.
Aww.
Well, and just think about all the fun times you have had making fun of Joel.
It's been fun.
It really has. Yeah. I mean, like, I would love to see Jacob just put together a montage of just like all of that, you know? I mean, it's been hilarious.
If there was a montage put together making fun of Joel, it would be dominated by Chef Lawton.
Yes. 100%.
What do I do?
She doesn't
even AKC
she's
name.
She's in plausible deniability land.
What? I was
she
thinking about recipes. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Well, you did not have to walk through snow today, I believe.
Oh, you did listen.
They let me in the front door, George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's front door worthy.
Yeah. Yeah. I
how
guess
nice of them.
I took a step up in the world.
Well, if we're talking about nostalgia, can we talk about...
Sorry.
Oh, yes. Well, I was rudely interrupted.
Sorry. I wanted to tell George that I did shoot Joel text before the show, and I said, do I need to bring my shovel? And nice. He said, no, I did not need to. So it was very nice of him.
Very nice.
Yeah. Sorry, Danielle.
1 year ago, 1 year and 1 week ago, us three were in Florida for our gator and boar hunting.
Yes, we were.
That trip was awesome.
Wonderful.
And I have some exciting news about that, as a matter of fact. That was the Gator Gals trip.
It was the Gator
that
Gals.
That we went down, and I have exciting news because we're looking at about 2 months, your gator hides are going to be done at Sebring.
Really?
Oh.
Time for gator boots.
Oh, I'm so
so that's pretty exciting. And I made sure that everybody's names are on their gator hides. And
Ben Joel has his gator
prepped.
Boots on right now.
I got my gator boots
you
on.
You do.
I
That'll be us soon, Danielle.
Gator. I'm so excited.
Yes, yeah.
We could do the high fives.
Probably won't have... We could do flip fives and gator boots. That's for sure. What about weekly Wiscos? Why don't we talk about something we did in the great outdoors? George, you got something?
I do.
Oh, let's hear it.
So you may not know this, but this is actually my favorite time of year. When I actually enjoy.
Raised in Wisco?
Well, I know why.
Well, winter, I actually like it a little more than fall. I mean, it's close. Really?
Fall's my favorite, but fall into winter.
Because ice fishing is my ultimate favorite thing to do.
Yes, it is.
I love ice fishing. That. I love ice fishing. So I did treat myself this year.
Oh.
Because what's better than going out hunting and fishing? Buying stuff for it.
It's the best.
That's right. You get new stuff.
So true.
So I did jump into the forward-facing sonar game. And got some forward-facing sonar
for
ice fishing.
So for those who don't know what that is, first of all, explain down-facing sonar and then forward-facing sonar.
Well, so this, if you have a traditional flasher like a hummingbird or anything like that, that just creates an image directly below you. You just know what's around you. With panoptics or live scope, you are able to see in a much wider view below you or 360 around you.
So cool.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's a great upgrade.
So you can literally see under the water without seeing under the water, without being under the water.
Correct. So I did get one. I've gotten one of those units.
Have you fished with it yet?
Not yet. Nope. Haven't been on the ice yet, but I got one of the units.
Have you tested it into the bathtub yet?
Nope. Just put it on the test setting. But, you know, I've played with the settings.
Put some fish down there.
Test.
So I store by
some goldfish.
Drop some
sushi rolls in the bathtub.
But I've got some, you know, I got my fish ice fishing gear out. Got everything squared away. So I'm getting ready for the season here.
Well, we'll be ready when you are.
Have you heard of any ice reports yet? Anybody fallen through yet?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, it's still, I mean, ice is pretty solid in some areas, but it's still a little early
for me.
We should take this opportunity to say there is nothing more fun in the winter than a great ice fishing outing, but do be careful. Take a spud bar with you or something that you can check the ice as you walk out, because I'm going to tell you, having fallen through a creek I was crossing to ice fish only up to my waist, not only is it incredibly scary, it's incredibly cold. And if you get wet from 33-degree water, it doesn't take long for hypothermia. So be safe out there. Take along your floating devices, your ice picks, and all that. But have a blast. That is for sure a fun way to spend a day in the outdoors of Wisconsin. And then after that, you end up with one of the best table fares there is, and that is fresh bluegills or crappies, fresh fish from the lake to the dinner table.
Lake to plate.
Yes.
I can't wait to ice fish and cook on the ice. That's one of my favorite things.
That was fun.
Megan,
I can't wait either.
Megan, and we did have an awesome outing all together last year. We caught a few crappies and had a great time all
of us
out on the
ice.
Let's do that again this year. Let's have a fantastic Raised in Wisco outing coming up. I'm really excited because this week on Raised in Wisco, we're going to talk about hunting, fishing, and outdoor gifts. What are your best suggestions for that loved one in your life to buy them at the store that will get them into the outdoors? Plus, more with George Ermer, Danielle Fairman, Megan the Salad Bar, the Sommelier Pirate, Chef Lawton. I'm Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wiscolio. Your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the greatest state in the nation, Wisconsin. But I do want to say welcome to our listeners in Minnesota and Michigan. Hello. And listen, I promise you, just because our football team is better does not mean you're not going to get equal love.
Oh, that Packers-Bears game. Holy
Stokes. That was exciting. Very, very exciting. Green Bay versus the Chicago team from down there over there.
Down
yeah,
yonder.
Them guys, you got a tough pill to swallow this week, didn't they? in Chicago. We've got George Ermert on the show, the Wisconsin Waterfowl board member and longtime friend of mine, outdoorsman. Megan the Salad Bar Salazar is here with us, contributor to the show. Chef Ellie Lawton, our fame-acclaimed culinarian who's going to have the recipe of the week. I'm excited. We're in the middle of our weekly Wiscos because that was a pretty, we're getting, it's exciting so far.
Ice season.
It's ice fishing ice season.
Oh, yes.
That ice baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they sampled Queen's song in that, didn't they? Yes.
Yeah, totally sure. Did. That's what okay. I was going to say.
I'm talking music now.
Just go with it.
Smile and nod.
Megan, yes. Laugh. Yes. At yes, least dear. Megan, laugh yes, into the microphone so the audience knows somebody's laughing at my stupid jokes. What did you do this week that was fun?
I had to cook a lot of food because I had to butcher a deer because the processor wasn't taking anymore, so I ended up doing it.
Oh, ooh. How did that experience go?
Well, I learned don't tell Dave about it because then he shows up late.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So for those of you who good don't call. Know or aren't familiar with him, we have to give a shout out to Megan's lover. If you listen to the show, you know that
shout
Megan
Dave.
And Dave are lovers.
Hi, Dave.
And and we both of those.
George can't contain himself
both
right now.
Both of those lovers are on the show frequently, but Dave is on assignment right now. His job yes. has taken him to the great white north of Wisconsin. And we miss Dave. Shout out to you. But Megan's carrying the water, so you don't have anything to worry about. So you are butchering a deer, and you're relying on the hope of the help of your lover who disappointed you. Is that where we are?
Do you call him lover, too?
No.
Just not Dave. Hey, lover. No.
It's Dave, or if I'm mad at him, it's David.
Nice.
Yes.
So what is the
nice.
Percentage? It's David.
It like 95%.
Oh, no. Sorry, my bad.
Sorry, Megan's lover.
Whoa,
my bad. No, opposite,
I don't know
opposite.
What to believe now.
No, I don't know. Maybe there's a reason why he's up north now.
I rarely call him David, but yes. No, I wasn't that disappointed. I was actually kind of proud in the fact that I got this deer up in the rafters.
Yes.
Megan, I was
on my
super
own.
Proud of you.
Skinned it myself, kind of in the dark because we're not really set up for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was
so.
Late when you were... tackle
yeah,
that.
I think I got done at like 1 a.m.
Yeah,
and I had it all ground up and everything.
Wow.
So I had all the steaks cut out, that's everything awesome. Cleaned up, yeah. packaged, freezer packed, ground.
So
we're good
for
to go.
Somebody,
it's Salad Bar Butcher Shop now.
Yeah, no kidding. For somebody like me who takes it to a processor, and I love my processor, I want to give a shout out to Brad of Brad's Processing in Watertown. Sorry if you're loaded and you get more deer now, Brad, but he does a fantastic job with the meat. We're eating the goose sticks that he made right now.
Yeah, so
he does
good.
A fantastic job. My question to you, Megan, is how hard is it for somebody to do it themselves?
It's not. It's just tedious. And I'm particular. So I'm like hand picking like with tweezers every single little extra piece of hair I find before I put it through
sure.
the grinder. And then I have to weigh everything meticulously before I put it in bags and mark it and put the dates on it. So
Megan has a little culinary OCD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, which, so do you, Chef Lawton.
Yeah. That's
so
what makes you a chef.
It's not that it's difficult. It's just time consuming. And it's whether or not you want to put the time into it or not.
Okay, very good.
Well, your stuff looked beautiful.
Congratulations.
So
that's an exciting step. I don't know that I'm going to embark on butchering my own deer from now on, but Danielle, what did you do in the great outdoors indoors of Wisconsin?
I have two.
Bring them on.
I am a kid at heart and forever, always, actually. And the holiday train came through.
What is the holiday
the
train?
The Pacific Northwest.
In Oconomowoc.
Canadian. Yeah, they went through Heartland, Oconomowoc, and
yeah.
one other place. But it's like a dozen car train, and it's decorated to the nine of Christmas lights. And then the last cart drops down into a stage, and then they sing Christmas songs, pass out hot chocolate and gingerbread. And it's just a fun Christmas
that
thing.
That sounds like a blast.
There's kids everywhere, and I'm just there with my dog, just like, hee-hee. Just having a great time.
Wow.
But
that
then it was the antlerless hunt. No deer for me. This past weekend was the antlerless hunt.
Mm-hmm.
But no deer for me. So
you did get three, though.
I did.
You already got three
during the
9 days. So you've got some good
But I do love
season.
Some venison, but we still have archery, squirrel, pheasant, rabbit, turkey.
Yes.
And just
so
to remind
sure
people, you know, if you think sometimes people are critical when you harvest more than one deer, we believe in the show about utilizing your harvest. And also the numbers are the numbers because those are the numbers that are the goals mm-hmm. to keep the populations in check, to make sure we have healthy populations. Chef Lawton, do you have a weekly WISCO?
Yeah, mine was actually indoors.
Oh.
So mine was Megan and I baked Christmas cookies for hours.
Did you?
Well, that sounds fantastic.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Yes, we
and I can feel myself gaining weight every like half hour when I walk by my counter
because
and eat one.
You Megan. Have to eat one every time you walk past.
Megan, what's your favorite Christmas cookie that you have to make and then one you, well, you can make anything.
Well, one that I have to make always family-wise are Buckeyes.
What's Buckeye?
Peanut butter and powdered sugar rolled into a ball dipped in chocolate.
Oh, boy.
What?
Allie's over there gagging because she hates peanut butter.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why we didn't make those.
That sounds awfully rich. That sounds like a very
so good,
rich.
That does sound good.
Well, food is my favorite dish. My weekly WISCO was actually going to be the snowfall. Now that's enough for the year. That's my opinion of it.
Now you're over.
I'm over the snowfall. It is nice for hunting because you can see the animals a little more clearly, mm-hmm. but I will take the end of the snowfall. We've got best gifts for outdoor folks coming up on Raised in Wisco and our recipes, which are turning into recipes of the week in the last section with Chef Lawton. That's coming up on Raised in Wisco. My name is Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside Danielle Fairman. We got a studio packed with friendly faces. Well, sometimes they're friendly.
Yeah. Why are you looking at Ellie?
Why'd you say that when you looked up at Megan?
It's not my fault. I was born with RBF.
That's one of the reasons why we didn't like each other.
Oh, my gosh. Oh boy. Man. All right. Now we have to explain to the audience what RBF is.
They can Google
really
it.
Beautiful face.
Urban Dictionary.
UrbanDictionary.com. Because how do we... No.
Megan the Salad Bar Salazar's here, our in-house Somali. George Ermert is joining us, of course, next to Danielle Fairman, co-host of the show, and Chef Ellie Lawton. We have an exciting, I think it's an exciting thing to talk about this week, and that is when you want somebody to explore the outdoors of Wisconsin, in what way can you, during the holiday season, what gift can you impart on them that is going to encourage them to get into the outdoor? Oh, my gosh. Chef Lawton. Chef Lawton is bursting at the seams to go first. Chef Lawton, what have you got?
Okay. So, you guys, the best gift to give to anyone who is going to embark on an outdoor journey is the buddy heater.
Oh.
And let me tell you why. So, number one, I'm always freezing. So, buddy heater, for sure. Once the temperature is below 55 degrees, buddy heater all the time. And Megan thinks
Megan's just laughing.
And the second thing is you can cook on your buddy heater. Do you guys know this?
Yes.
I did know that.
I've cooked hot dogs, roasted marshmallows.
Yeah, bacon.
I've heated up burritos.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, we were in a goose blind and we put Rice Krispie treats right on top of it. I don't know if that's recommended, but it worked. It worked out. And then as you used it for several weeks after, it smells like burning marshmallows the whole time. It's wonderful. So, buddy heater.
That's a really good, I don't know how you top that. That's a pretty good one.
I don't think you could because you've got dual use and comfort. And yes. Go ahead.
So, when you were asking about this question, I wasn't thinking about sitting still in a blind or anything like that. Embarking on the outdoors, getting people in the outdoors. I'm thinking hiking, ice fishing, all kind of stuff.
There's many things.
So, yeah, there's many things.
That's
I'm
just my top.
Socks, dude. You need the right pair of socks. Because if you hike out there and you wearing all these layers and you have the hottest socks that do not whisk moisture out, and you're just going to sweat, your feet are going to freeze first, and you're going to need a Mr. Buddy heater.
Alpaca socks.
Alpaca socks.
I'll pack us some next time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something about socks before we move on from that. People absolutely underestimate. If there's one thing you spend more money on than you should, make sure it's good wool or alpaca socks that wick moisture
yes.
away. Because once your feet get cold, you are cold.
Done.
And yeah, that, forget it.
That's my lesson about the outdoors and where I'm going to go with what I get somebody in the outdoors. You know, I said it, there's no such thing as cold weather, just inappropriate clothing.
Yes.
If you are helping somebody in the outdoors or you want to encourage them to get into the outdoors, nothing is worse than when you're out there and you're too cold.
Mm-hmm.
And so clothing is the best, and that's an area I would encourage you to make sure you spend the amount of money that's going to keep you warm in the outdoors. Multiple layers, thinsulate on top of each other, Primaloft. You know, spend the money on somebody. If they're going to get into the outdoors, get them something to wear in the a good pair of coveralls and a great jacket. That's going to keep them warm in the outdoors, because I think if you're uncomfortable out there, you're going to have a bad experience. And when you're new in the outdoors, the number one thing, anybody you take into the outdoors, they don't need to see or kill an animal. They don't need to catch a fish. They need to be comfortable before those things can happen. So mm-hmm. making sure comfort is the thing I would recommend.
So I have a question.
Yes.
For the listeners of the show that are already experienced outdoors men and women,
mm-hmm.
what do you get them for a gift?
I think that's a different category, and
ooh,
I want to
yeah,
get to
I like that.
That. I want to do this category of what to get somebody who might be new to the outdoors. Then I want to go to that, because I actually have an answer to that question too. So, Megan, what are you getting the outdoors person if you want to encourage them to get into the outdoors of Wisconsin?
Well, if it's not socks, then it's hand warmers.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Hand warmers.
I did this whole like sock experimentation this year and got rid of all of my socks because I hated them, and then bought like every like brand that is out there right now.
Really? Ooh. What did you find?
So what's the best
Enlighten
one?
Us.
Okay, so I bought socks in Scotland that were wool.
Yeah.
I bought the Sitka heavyweight socks, which are also like a poly blend wool. The hollow alpaca socks that everyone has probably seen mm-hmm. ads for.
I have two yeah. pairs of the alpaca socks.
That's yep. so wonderful.
And then Smart Wool and LL Bean.
Okay.
Hollow is probably definitely up at the top there. Mm-hmm. However, if I got too warm, they didn't seem to wick away the moisture as much as I thought they would.
Okay.
At least I didn't notice it until after I took them off.
Okay.
I didn't feel cold at the time, but then after I could tell that it was a little bit sweaty.
But that would be your overall go-to.
Yeah, either that or the Sitka ones.
So
good to know. I've spent a lot of money on socks and gloves just trying to figure out what's the best.
But hand warmers, I really like those rechargeable ones.
Yes.
If you remember to recharge them.
Yeah.
I recharge them right after I'm out.
Yep.
Instantly put them on after I'm out. That way I don't have to worry about the next time I'm going out. You notice a recurring theme here with all of our gift ideas, though.
Staying warm.
Yeah.
Staying warm in the outdoors. Staying warm.
I have an idea.
Go.
What?
We can just go hunt in Texas and Florida.
That is true. They do
I'm
not
in.
Get cold
Megan, you
in
know
Texas
I'm in.
And Florida.
I'm ready.
Danielle, well, what's your idea?
I was freezing in Texas when we went hog hunting. I thought it was going to be nice and warm when I was sitting
you mean
up
in
there.
Florida?
Well, yeah, that's definitely what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because it's moist there.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I was
very
freezing
damp.
And the mm-hmm. bugs, whatever. But my gift would be, like I said, the socks. But I'm a horrible gift giver. I have no idea. I have to Google all these things.
Seeing for me,
I
already have my top
gifts.
Five. Like I would do like a little gift basket with
yeah,
like
no.
all these essentials.
Well, let's hear it, Chef Lawton. What is your top five gifts?
The buddy heater.
Seasoning.
Yeah, the buddy heater. A good headlamp. Because you
That's
always need
a great
that.
One.
A thermosel, because if you're hunting in the early fall, it is miserable
or
to sit
spring.
Out there. Yeah,
turkey
or
season.
Spring.
Gosh, or
it's
fishing.
Miserable to
or
sit
camping,
out there.
Or kayaking.
Yeah.
With mosquitoes. And then good gloves and good socks. Yeah.
She forgot the snackle box.
Well, oh, yes, Megan. Gosh, you're right. I'm going to take out the gloves because you have the buddy heater so you can stay warm that way and swap it out with the snackle box. Megan, I forget where we got those, but they're
Costco.
Oh, they're so cool, and they come with the cutting board and all the compartment. They're wonderful. Hungry, you eat. Cold, you turn on your buddy heater. You're good to go.
Yeah, I think that fits in all categories, whether you're hunting, fishing, hiking, kayaking,
yes.
Camping.
Yes.
As long as
those
you've
are my
got
essentials.
Comfort, food, and drink along.
Yeah,
you're
that'll
probably
keep me happy.
Be in good shape. George, do you have an idea for the new or aspiring outdoors person?
I do.
Let's hear it.
So something that I like to give people as gifts who are upcoming hunters or fishers or anglers, I usually get them the calendar from the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, which is a prize every day. You have a chance to win 365 prizes for only
$30. I just that's wonderful.
I believe Danielle just purchased several today.
How do you know this? I bought two.
Yeah. Ooh.
That is a gift.
I think it helps. You know, you have an opportunity to win some cool prizes that you probably don't have, but you're also learning about the true conservation ethic.
I love
it.
True.
Which is giving back. So.
And now Civic Media can expect the check from the WWA for that 3-minute commercial you just.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
And
now,
you do actually win, because I won once last year.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was a January
What did you
4th.
Win? What did
I
you
won
win?
A gun.
Wow. Worth more than your
$35. It was way more than my $35.
Wow,
and then the
really
year before
fantastic.
That, I won a scope. So I got a
scope
gun, and a gun for $60.
Wow.
Wow, that's a fantastic rate.
Thank you, WWA.
And now all the calendars will be sold out.
That's what they call a good return on investment.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about what George brought up. I think that is a very interesting question. What to get the experienced outdoors person? George, you came up with that, so let's hear your example first. I think this is the tough category.
This is.
It is, because, I mean, if you're an experienced hunter, experienced angler, probably a little older, you got a little money in your pocket, if you want something, just buy it yourself. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people like giving their friends gifts. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I found, you know, I think we're all bow hunters here. Mm-hmm. I use a lighted nock for my arrow.
Yes.
And
yes.
Sometimes when you put your bow on, you know, and when you first climb up in the stand, sometimes that light will go on your lighted nock. It happens. And
yes.
You're like, oh, it's dark out. You got to turn it off. And it's really hard to turn those little lighted nocks off.
Yeah.
You
they make a little tool.
Mm-hmm. They do. I didn't know
when
that.
When they go on, it's hard to knock it off.
I keep the little tool on my thing. Yeah.
Well, so that little tool is something. It's from Nocturnal. It's a lighted nock tool. It fits right in mm-hmm. their little latch. It's $7, and it's a great stocking stuffer.
That
and so
is
I got
a great
that
idea.
I got that for all my buddies last Christmas.
That's a good idea.
Oh, that is a great idea for an experienced hunter, for sure. Oh. Danielle, do you have anything for the experienced person?
Well, for the experienced person, I do a little digging. I watch when we go hunting what they say that they need, and I have this note app in my phone that I always take notes.
Yep.
So I have lists of things on there. But
okay.
For the experienced hunter, just see what they buy that's the cheaper end, like the type of socks they have, what type of gloves they have, because you can never have too many gloves.
Right.
That's a fact.
Just listen to them because they're particular. So just listen and just buy, do a little creeping, go through their stuff, and just find it.
That is a great suggestion.
Because I'm picky.
I do the same too. I keep notes like throughout the year of people that I'm buying gifts for, and like they say they want something, and then I pay attention to whether they purchased it themselves.
Yep.
So they don't, then
too.
I get to it.
Very good advice. Do you have anything specific, Megan, that you're talking about when you do that?
No. For the just experience? Like when we're out just, talking,
so
having conversations.
So you literally design it to the person.
Yeah.
You two are talking about designing it to the person.
Chef, but if I had like a specific thing, I'd probably upgrade a knife.
Everyone needs a good knife for gifts.
Very true.
Well, I'm going to do mine then before Chef Lawton, because mine is a fantastic filleting knife for butchering your waterfowl, cleaning turkeys, having a knife with some flex in the blade and a very, very
sharp
one.
What's your go-to brand?
I like Kershaw. I like Benchmade, Kershaw. Yes, you can't go wrong with those. What's yours, Chef Lawton?
Cookbooks and Spices, so you can cook that wild game.
Oh, that's a great one. I do love that. Hey, we got an awesome show, Nostalgia. We're talking about great Christmas gifts. And we've got our recipe of the week coming up on Raised in Wisco. That's why Raised in Wisco has a segment devoted to cooking and eating from the great outdoors. Really, well, everything you eat somehow comes from the outdoors, I guess.
One way or another.
But there is a satisfaction about eating, taking what you harvest in the outdoors and putting it on the dinner table. And we don't like to be boring. My name's Joel Clayfish. I get to host this show alongside Danielle Fairman. And we have Chef Ellie Lawton, who is a regular part of the show now and brings us her fantastic recipes every week, and Megan Salazar, foodie and sommelier, and of course, George Ermert for the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association is joining us this week as well. Well, cold air means hard water, and that means it's time to fish, and nothing is better than pulling those babies through the ice and ending up on your dinner table. So let's talk hard water recipes. I got one. I got a good one myself.
Ooh. So I know we're talking hard water recipes, but mine came from the soft water of the summer.
That's because I needed to clear out the freezer to make room for the hard water fish.
Yeah, that's right.
So Megan, mine is actually from the soft water, if you will.
Well, and that's just fine.
But, what do you have, Joel?
Well, one of my favorite super easy recipes that you can do with any fish and you never have to worry about it's going to work and turn out great every time. I call them crappie cakes because I love alliteration, but any fish you catch, from salmon in the tributaries or Lake Michigan to any freshwater fish, crappies, bluegills, northern, this is a no-fail, foolproof recipe, and it's so easy.
Are you sure?
I promise, Danielle, you're going to love this recipe. All you do is take and fillet your fish. You get the meat from your fish. You throw it in a pot of boiling water with Old Bay seasoning in it. That's it. Old Bay seasoning or any seasoning of your choice, and you boil the heck out of it. It doesn't matter if you leave it in too long or just make sure it's cooked all the way through. As soon as it's opaque and you can't see through it, it's cooked. You take that boiled fish and you mix it together with your hands. Get right in there. Throw an egg in with it. Throw some breadcrumbs in with it. I like to use a little mayonnaise, a little mustard, Dijon mustard. And you form it into cakes.
Just mush it up.
Just smash it, thrash it, and bash it. Yes, don't be afraid. And form
Get
it into patties.
It.
And then throw a little. Yes, you guys can't resist.
What?
And then you make it into patties. And then you put a little olive oil on a cast iron skillet.
Bacon and cakes for me and you.
And you make your patties, you fry them up till they're crispy on the outside, throw them on a bun.
Danielle's unhinged.
I'm not doing recipes anymore. Forget it.
We love your recipe.
Just forget
That's
it.
That's fantastic. Mr. Fish and his fish cakes.
Market with a J.
Market with a J.
I'm gonna do my recipe because I'm hoping we can fit in Megan's. Okay. I've got a really easy, fantastic recipe. Salmon al pastor. So traditionally, settle down, Danielle. I'm going to explain it. Traditionally, al pastor is pork or lamb marinated and cooked on a vertical spit, okay? We're bringing it down to the plate, and we're just going to do some salmon because it's fantastic. I had to empty out my freezer, and that's just that. So, very easy. In a food processor or your blender, Danielle.
Thank you.
You're going to do garlic, some diced pineapple, vinegar, ancho powder, chili powder, cumin, oregano, cinnamon, lime juice, orange juice, a little bit of broth, and a little salt. You're going to blend that up. Okay, Danielle, super easy.
Two favorite things.
Yeah.
Cinnamon and pineapple.
I know. It's wonderful. Huh. And then you're going to heat a cast iron pan with some avocado oil to about a medium heat. You're going to put that the salmon fillets on it, and you're going to sear it on both sides. You're going to actually cook it this way, but you're going to pour that sauce over the top of it and cook it to your salmon. I like mine like medium, so about 125 to 130 degrees. What do you got to know?
Question. Salmon, is this the skin on, or do you take the skin completely
off? This one, the skin is off in this, but you could have the skin on.
Do you cook the sauce, the al pastor sauce, do you cook that?
No, so let me back up so I'm more clear on that. So you're going to put your salmon into the hot pan. While that first side is cooking, you're going to dump your sauce out of the food processor over the salmon, and you're going to finish cooking your salmon in that, okay? So once your salmon is to a nice medium, if you like it that way, so 125 to 130 degrees, that's my favorite, you're going to take it out of the pan, and you're going to top it with some pineapple, cilantro, and pickled onions. Yep. That is your dish.
Wow. Done.
It is fantastic. So easy, and you can do it with cod. You could do it with walleye, northern, anything.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, halibut. Get crazy.
You had me at pineapple.
Yeah, the pineapple and the...
And you don't have to have a reason. You can do this just for the halibut.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Megan, what do you
I liked that one.
Thank you, George. Megan, you got a quick recipe for us?
I got a salmon chowder for you.
Heck yeah. We're emptying our freezers.
I love it. I'm all about the chowders.
You're going to saute some onion, garlic, shallot in your pan with some olive oil. Once that gets a little bit brown, then you're going to deglaze it with some white wine. You're going to add a fish stock after that reduces down a little bit. Add your cream or milk or half and half. Don't use skim milk because it's not going to be creamy then.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're going to add some diced potatoes. Let those cook until they're fork tender. Once that's done, you're going to cube up some salmon. Add it, not skinned, into your pot. Couple minutes. Salmon should be cooked through and you're good to go. If you want, take it a step further. Smoke your salmon ahead of time. Then take the skin off and throw it in the pot.
I love smoking salmon.
These
recipes. It's just really hard to light. This is Raised in Wisco. We have a great time with you on the show. We'll see you next week for Danielle Fairman's final farewell.
Aww.
Join us next week on Raised in Wisco.